God, no! Are you okay? No, I dealt with all of them. I'll get you out of here. What did they do to you? You look like you got hit by an explosion. Did they torture you? Animals. How could they? No, don't say that. It isn't true. You did not deserve that. It's not your fault. They just don't know you. Listen, look at me. Don't die on me. I need you, okay? Don't close your eyes. Don't give up. I know someone that can help you. He won't rat us out. I vouch for him. He's a good man. I'll call him. You just have to be awake. Please, fight it. Don't let them take you from me. Please. I'll take care of everything, okay?
Hey, no! No! Don't leave me! He'll come out of this, right? You made sure of that? He can't die, Doctor. If he dies... Babe?
Oh my God, he's awake. Babe, my love, you're here. I was praying for days that you would wake up. My friend saved you. You were dying. I don't know, but you lost a lot of blood and... He had to keep transferring my blood directly into your veins, and... It was horrifying. I almost thought I lost you. All because of some stupid hunters. I don't know what I would do. Doc, you can go now. Please, I need some time with my husband. Thank you. Yes, I told him you're my husband. Because, I don't know, does it matter? Yes, he knows about your secret. I couldn't possibly hide something like that from him. He's a doctor. I mean, the minute he got to you, he was in shock. The temperature, the skin, the fangs. You are far from a regular human. But don't worry, we're cool. He's always been loyal to me, and I told him what I know about you. He didn't protest for too long. He understood me. Well, maybe not understood exactly, but he knows I wouldn't fight for you if I wasn't sure of you. During my childhood, I would stay at his place often. We used to be neighbors. My dad would always come home drunk, and almost every evening felt like a war zone. Things were thrown, my mom would get hit by him, my brothers would stand in her defense. And I was little. I was afraid of him. Although he never hurt me, I always felt like if I stayed, anything could happen. And so the doctor would let me stay a night and let me wait it out. Over the time, we became friends, as I've gotten older. He would never sell me out. I only regret pointing the weapon at him. He didn't deserve that. I was angry at the world. I wanted to destroy everything in my way. But then you woke up. Thankfully. I can't say for sure what I would or wouldn't do if you didn't. I have a feeling that my father sent those goons after you. Because I can't call them hunters. They didn't deserve the title. He couldn't let me slide with what I said. With the blackmail. I should call the police and tell them what I know. No? Why? Listen, my dad almost took you from me. I can't just let him get away with that. No, I don't have proof, but I have a strong feeling that it's him. It's in his style. You're right. I could escalate the conflict. My brothers and cousins are in this business with him. They would seek revenge. I'm sorry, it's just... this whole family situation, it's pissing me off. I wish they were just all gone and leave me alone. I just want to live and be happy. Is that so much to ask of this world? Every time I think I have it all sorted out, this planet keeps reminding me. You're right. I can't let it get to me. I can't think this way. I'm strong and independent. I never needed help from anyone. And together with you, I'll be unstoppable. We will be unstoppable. Our love cannot be defeated. And that's the only thing that truly matters. I have a plan. Maybe we should give it all up and escape far away from this stupid place. Far away from people. Somewhere in the woods. In nature. You lived this way for decades, so you know everything I need to learn about. And I don't know if it's possible, but maybe it's necessary. I was thinking you could make me become like you. I know what you think about it. I know it's a grudge. Once I'm in it, I can't get out of it. I'll have to feed on blood, just like you. We'll have to hurt a few people in order to survive. I'm fully aware of the consequences, and I'm also aware that we will never connect fully unless we have even more in common. No, it's true. If I become a vampire, it will only pull us closer together. I'm sure. Okay, but promise me you'll think about it. And I still want to escape, regardless of if you want me to stay human or not. I just need to know, are you with me? Good, but that's later. For now, just tell me. Do you need anything? Apples, oranges, anything? Or maybe... No? You're sure? It doesn't hurt like it used to. You don't have to worry about me. Okay. I'll stay here with you and keep you company. You're still very weak, so you need to be watched over constantly. Oh, you don't? Really? Typical man. Babe, you're barely moving your eyes. Handle what? Men just love to pretend that they don't need any help or that they feel some pain. It's hilarious. Oh, shoot. I just hurt my leg, but I will get up and act like it doesn't hurt. Oh, shoot. I just almost died from torture, and I can't even move. But I'm okay, I swear. I'll handle it. It's like, calm down, dude. Relax. We ain't in a war zone or anything. I mean, I know the men's world is hyper-competitive, but it's just me here. I don't care about that silly stuff. Just want to take care of you the best way I can. Like a wife would, you know? Yeah, like a wife. I mean, would it be wrong if me and you got married? I'm thinking about that actually quite often these days. I know we can't do it officially, but between each other, what stops us? Me taking you as my husband, you taking me as your wife. I think it would make things even more serious between us. We would tie ourselves to each other for ever. Which means neither of us could go a separate way. We would be in it for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer. For life and the opposite. In this life and in the afterlife. Together, for an eternity. What do you think? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but getting married was still a cool thing to do back in your time, right? Right? Even more than just cool. It meant so much. And it can mean just as much now. Let the world progress. Let people get all crazy with their new silly ideas. And let us do our thing, what we think is right. What we think matters is important. Let the love win. All you have to do is say yes. And I'll become your wife. I love you, babe. Thank you. Your yes means more than any paper I could sign. Now, since you're my husband, I guess that means I'm not only willing to, but it is expected of me to take extra good care of you. No, no. I don't mean to offer any fruits to you again. What I'm talking about is something much better. You know, wife, husband stuff. Things wives and husbands do. I know you can't move, and every inch of your body hurts, and I just feel like I'm responsible for this. No, no, I am. I am. You lived in peace before. All of a sudden, I'm in your life. Look what happens to you. Shh, it's okay. I'm going to compensate you for everything, baby. You don't have to lift a finger. I'll try my absolute best to make it up to you. The girlfriend may have been good, but the wife me? Oh, baby. You're in for a ride. Just rest your head on the pillow. I know exactly what you need. Oh, that's it. Get hard for me. Wow. You missed your beautiful wife. Didn't you? I haven't even touched it yet, but just the sound of my voice. The way I'm talking to you, it's almost too much, isn't it? Oh yeah, look at that. All lubed up and hard as a rock already. Goddamn. Baby. It's so gorgeous up close. Such a perfect, healthy cock. My husband's cock. All for me to play with. There, baby. I'm here. I know how much you're hurting. I'll make you forget about all that pain. I'll give you that sweet, sweet release. I know you need it. Your new wife will take care of you. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. Just enjoy the massage. Just picking up the pace. Twisting and stroking with both of my hands. Teasing your balls. Milking you. Shh, don't say a word, honey. Just let me work. Close your eyes. Relax completely. You don't have to do a thing. I'll take you there. I'm just gonna do whatever it takes. To make you feel good. I love seeing you in pleasure. Especially after all you've been through. You deserve this, honey. Every sweet second of this. I'll trick you off like this every single morning. Just say a word. Tell me that you want it. And when you get back to normal, we can fuck like animals. Hard, rough, and messy. Just like true vampires. We can bite on each other while we're fucking. It would be so fucking hot and wild. Crazy, wicked. Oh, it's my biggest fantasy. You can fuck me in the woods on the ground or against a tree, pulling my hair and making me scream and roar like an angry beast. Make me scare the other predators. Let the locals know there's a new king in the jungle. Let them fear us as we wrestle with each other, fucking for hours, interrupting the sleep schedule. Come on, say it turns you on. Tell me you'll make me your vampire queen. Tell me you want to come for me. Oh yeah, baby. Give me your cum. Cum all over my hands. Let it all out. Make a mess. Do it. Release all that tension on me. I want it so bad. Give it to me. Oh yeah, there you go. There you go. All of it. Give me all of it. Yeah. Oh, fucking perfect. Oh, my husband's cum is freaking delicious. I swallowed all of it. Every little drop. Now rest for me, my little hero. I love you. I'll stay here by your side the whole time and watch over you. Here or there. For life. Forever.